You can find us on the web at www.prepareforchange.net.
I am your host today. My name is Lynn. I am the chair of the healing group at Prepare for Change. Today I have two guests with me that will be discussing two separate topics that you will find very interesting. My first guest is a PhD working in the area of natural healing. Today we're going to explore his journey in this direction. The modality that he will bring out will not be what you experience every day, but it is his experience that these things do work, even though uncommon to many. This is an exploration into how we can take back our power when it comes to our health. It is his wish that the subject will be discussed without his name, as the message is about the therapies and not his person. Welcome, guest.
Before we continue with the program, I would like to put a notice there, a notice to all attorneys, a notice to the American Medical Association, the Federal Communication Committee, and the FDA, or Food Drug Administration, and everybody actually who may be interested in knowing if about this. This is just, I'm going to share with you a personal story, and I'm sharing information. It's not meant to diagnose or prescribe or to cure or to prescribe any medicine or for any illness at all. You know, if you are sick and you need medical attention, you really need to contact a medical doctor who is properly licensed in the state you are in. So that's the disclaimer, that's for them. Now we can start the show.
Okay. Well, I'm very interested to learn about the things that you have to present today. So can you tell us a little about your personal story, why you even embarked on this journey?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. That's a good question. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, if you just tune in, we're talking about natural healing, and the experience I'm going to share with you is how in my family we were able to reverse completely a cancer that was declared to a fourth stage, and we had just, my relative had 2 weeks to live. We had a very bad situation. The person had a throat cancer, lung cancer, and stomach cancer. We brought him as an emergency because couldn't breathe anymore. We brought him to the St. Joseph Medical Center, one of the beautiful place in Burbank, California. I felt safe there because it was so nice. Everything was so new. Everybody was so neat. Everybody so professional. So we really felt that we were in good hands. The problem that we faced was that we didn't have insurance, medical insurance, I mean. And because of that, the hospital refused to take care of us. And actually, what started as a curse ended up to be a big blessing, because thanks to that, my relative was able to survive and reverse his condition in a natural way, without chemotherapy, without mutilations of cutting you with a knife and taking that part out, without radiation, and without expensive medicine. So we thought that whatever it will cost, we will do it, even it will mean that it will ruin us financially, which usually does. One of the major causes of bankruptcy is precisely medical bills, hospital bills. But I read in the American in the Journal of the American Medicine, in their own journal, I read that hospitals and doctors were the third cause of death in the United States. So I said to myself, well, you know, wow. People, when they're sick and they're dying, so they go to the hospital. So maybe it's because of that. No, they were meant for mistakes, bad treatments, wrong prescriptions, and wrong surgery. You go to get a kidney removed, they remove the good one, they leave the bad one. Oh, we got to take the other one too. So things like that. Oh, breast cancer in one side? Okay, we take both. So things like that. So that's what happened, and I investigated, I searched, and I found a very simple protocol, and I realized that that cancer really, not only in this country, in the Western world, cancer is a business. It's a business controlled by dark forces. Why dark? Because they, in darkness you cannot see. And you cannot see here the real truth that is a business. And that darkness is very dark. And the hospitals and doctors, not only they want all the money you have and all the insurance money you can afford, they want the money of your relatives too. And if you run out of that, they send you to the street to do rallies, to gather money for a cancer treatment for somebody. And that's to fill their pockets with a criminal activity. Because cancer can be totally removed and reversed naturally. But of course, it will crack the system to learn that with less than $100 a month, you can reverse cancer. That's what we did. That's my opinion.
That's pretty incredible. Can you go into what you use to help reverse this?
Yes, and if you have a pen and paper, take note. And you don't need to trust me or believe me, but you do need to do your own research. And we use cesium chloride. It's a product, cesium, you spell it C-S-I-O-N, Charms, E-S-I-O-N, chloride, or cesium carbonated. You use any of those two cesiums, liquid form or powder, and that will definitely is one of the products we use. The other product we use is, but before we continue with the products, let me explain you a little bit about cancer. Cancer is just like any other creature, it's alive. And cancer really needs to survive. So you cannot really even blame the cancer. You cannot hate it. You don't need to. It is you. It is in you. Everybody has cancer right now. And if you live long enough, your immune system will not be able to put up with it, and then it will be declared, whether breast cancer, prostate cancer, whatever cancer it is. But what I learned is that cancer basically is divided in two. The blood cancer, which is leukemia, and the other type of cancer, that it, regardless where it is, they're all the same. Just don't worry about the names of the cancers. They're all the same. All the same. They can all be reversed the same way. They have divided and they have put different names into it because that's the way they confuse, and that's how the darkness works. They confuse you. If there is no darkness, then they confuse you. Then it's foggy, but you can't really see clear. So the truth is scattered and the truth is hidden. But Jesus said one time, said, the truth will set you free. Free from what? Free from illness, from disease. So let's talk about the truth. Cancer grows in an acidic environment that was discovered by Otto Warburg, and is a scientist, a German scientist, back in 1928. Otto Warburg, O-T-T-O, War, W-A-R, Berg, like hamburger. They gave him the Nobel Prize. And then nobody talk about it anymore. Why? Because, of course, cancer is a business. He was going to kill the business. So I learned that. I read when the Nobel Prize was given to him. I read the public speaking they did in order to give him the Nobel Prize. And I got information from there. So if my body is acidic and it gets cancer, the cancer thrive in an acidic environment, how do I check my body to be acidic or not? So there is a paper, that is called Sitmut paper, that it checks the acidity of your saliva.
It's also known as litmus paper.
Litmus paper, correct. And you can check your acidity in the urine when you pee, or in your saliva in the morning when you wake up. So what happened is that I checked my relative, and Correa, that was his name, that is his name. So, and then what happened is that it was totally acidic. So I purchased the cesium chloride, and we give it to him. The effects takes about 15 minutes, and the contact of that cesium with the orange juice, with the cancer, if something happened with the cancer gets dissolved, it's dissolved, and then the person starts coughing, and finally his whole throat clearing within 2 weeks. He was able to eat. For the second month, he enrolled in a tennis championship. He started playing tennis. And
this is a man that was given 2 weeks to live.
2 weeks to live, correct. And then, but we use several other things. Where, for example, when you have an external cancer, like in the skin, like because it was on the throat, we put liquid gold on the neck with DMSO. DMSO is like a gel that you put in, and it will just make the blood to rush into the place. DMSO is used in horse racing. So in the horses, they put it on their legs so they won't feel sore. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they use it in football players when they get hurt. They put DMSO, and the DMSO penetrates. It's like menthol atom.
It's a topical application.
It's a topical application, but it carries things. So we put the liquid gold on the DMSO, and it carries to the interior parts of the neck. Mm-hmm. So that's what we did. And we use the cesium with every day, 3 grams a day. And we use apricot seeds. Apricot seeds. Here I have a bag of apricot seeds. I'm sharing with you. Apricot seeds, it works like a missile. It goes straight into it. The apricot seed has an active ingredient. It's called lietriol, or B17, and that one goes straight into the cancer cell, and it kills the cancer cell. And then the cancer cells, once it's dead, you know, comes the immune system and take care of it and carries it out. So that's how we reverse the cancer. Leukemia is easier, actually. Leukemia, I learned that there is a company in Canada, is the only one that can sell you a product that it will help you to reverse leukemia. I tell you for testimonials that I was able to gather in 2 weeks. Okay, but it works on the blood. My situation was not in the blood. My relative had cancer in the throat, in the stomach. Maybe it was in the blood too. And I learned that leukemia is different. If you have somebody with leukemia, you just type on the internet. It's called www. C as in Charles, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, B as in Boy, E as in Edward.com. When you go there, you're going to find the website of Gaston Nessois, and he has treatment. It's called the 714X. And with that treatment, they will give you some injections into the ganglions, and in 2 weeks, you know, they've been able to reverse leukemia. So that's what we did. And if you have cancer, you have to do your own research. You go to Prepare for Change website, and you can buy a book for how much? $5.
$5.
For $5, you can buy a book. And there you will see websites, you will see the whole story, how it happened. And you know what? This is no hope. This is reality. Okay? So this is not a matter of joke or a matter of be deceiving anybody. This is the reality. This is the truth. And you can reverse your condition regardless of what the doctors told you. Okay? Another product we use is we use hydrogen peroxide. Okay? You can drink hydrogen peroxide, but not out of the bottle. You have to dilute it with water, but you can drink it. You oxygenate your blood. The other product we use also is baking soda. With baking soda, you want to prevent cancer from happening to you. Then you need to drink a little bit of baking soda with water just before you go to bed. And you eat one apricot seed a day just before you go to sleep. And a bag that will last you a year or 2 years, maybe, it costs about $5, $5. So that's why cancer is a business. This information is they're doing everything possible not to allow this information to come through. That's why I cannot share my name with you. But the information is what's important. Know who is the messenger.
Right. And everyone is also encouraged to do their own research. You were led to do this research because you had an ill family member.
Exactly.
And this was important for it to be done quickly because he was only given 2 weeks to live.
What happened, my friend, is that when cancer visits any family, anybody, affects the entire family.
Sure.
And one of the things that really, really happen, we go through what's called denial. We don't want to talk about it. Our other relatives go to the house and we just talk about anything else except that our main person in the house has cancer. We don't share that information. We think that that way
it'll just go away.
It's going to go away. That's denial. And that's a mistake. It's really a mistake. I know we don't want to feel pity by anybody, so maybe that's another thing. You know, you don't want to feel that people say, oh, look at that, what happened to him. Okay, well, but if you are affected by this type of condition, come on, get on the horse, or take the bull by the horns, and do your own research if you want to survive. If you don't want to survive, go to the doctor. Okay. He's going to really make sure you don't make it.
Another important thing that I've heard you say is it's important to gather testimonies from people who have been helped with these alternative therapies.
Yes, and you got brought up a good point. When I was in the search for this, I found many doctors, naturopathic doctors in Chinatown. I found some people, owners of health food stores, and I asked them, and they said yes, they have the protocol to reverse cancer, but none wanted to share any testimonial because they claimed that their patient's information was confidential, which is kind of like it makes sense legally, but when you are in a situation like this, if somebody reverses his condition, aren't you anxious to share that with somebody that has the same thing? Wouldn't you be happy to share that, or you just want to be left alone and you don't want to share that with anybody, you know? But I didn't find one or two or three. I found hundreds, and they had thousands. So the websites that I searched, after 27 million websites, I didn't search them all, but I spent a lot of time. I'm saving you hundreds of hours. If you go to Prepare for Change, and there where the book is available, you will find the websites that before this interview, I checked that they're still active, and there you can find the information. So you don't have to really trust me or believe me. Just go do your own research in those websites, and then you can speak with their own survivors.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Shall we take a little break here?
Let's take a little break. Thanks.
My PhD researcher guest has chosen to donate his research information to Prepare for Change. This does not mean that Prepare for Change agrees or endorses all of the information in the book. However, for the sake of sharing information to empower the individual, we at Prepare for Change will send this ebook to anyone who donates $5 or more to the prepareforchange.net website. So start your search into alternative and complementary therapies by using the already researched material that has been laboriously compiled in this ebook. With any medical condition, you are ultimately responsible for yourself, your care, and your health. Remember, it is up to you to do the research on all therapies and treatments that you take, no matter whom are the medical professionals offering them. Okay, we're back from break, and I'm going to ask my guest now about another personal issue that he dealt with that he ended up being successful in solving. Can you speak about that?
Yeah, absolutely. If you just come back to us, we're talking about natural healing, and now we're going to talk about the kidney stones. I had Now we're going to talk about kidney stones. If you have a situation with the kidneys, I can share with you what I did, and that it reversed the kidney stone problem. But please keep in mind, I'm not trying to diagnose or prescribe any medicine for any illnesses whatsoever. I'm just sharing the situation that happened to me. I had kidney stone. The doctor told me, definitely you have them. You need to go and have surgery. He scheduled a surgery in the hospital. He gave me a temple hospital here in downtown to go and check it out. I searched for alternative. We found a hospital in Tijuana, so I was going to go to Tijuana to have the surgery. But I found a protocol, and I put it to use. It is to drink 2 liters of Coca-Cola, 2 bottles. So I have 4 liters of Coca-Cola in my body, and I need to drink that. I need to stop eating, and I need to just to drink Coca-Cola and keep it all the Coca-Cola inside my body. If I go and to the bathroom and pee, then I gotta go back and drink more Coca-Cola. I have to be full of Coca-Cola.
So how long did you have to hold Coca-Cola?
I have to hold it for 6 hours.
Okay.
For 6 hours. And after 6 hours, I needed to eat 2 cans of asparagus with the juice inside. So you open the can instead of getting rid of the juice. No, you eat that. You eat the whole thing.
Did you heat it?
No, I didn't.
You just ate it right out of the can.
Right out of the
room
can.
Room temperature.
Yes.
Okay.
I was desperate.
You know? I'm sure you were. Kidney stones are painful.
Then what happened is that you go and pee everything, and the asparagus clean your. You need to get rid of the Coca-Cola out of your body. The Coca-Cola will disintegrate. How do you say? Will
nails.
Yeah.
It will disintegrate nails.
Correct. So once your kidneys are full of Coca-Cola, the kidney stones they just
dissolve.
They dissolve, and. I still went to the doctor because the pain didn't go away, but the doctor couldn't find them. And he told me whatever it was, they're not there anymore.
So what did he say about the pain?
He told me that it could be like a reflex pain of the wounds that the kidney stone created on the kidney, and that I needed just a few days to, it would be subsided. And that's exactly what happened. And since that time, you know, that was the situation that happened. So if you have a kidney stone, you want to try that. If you don't have the money, you don't have a choice. But
right.
you could do this. And that's what I did. Anyway, so talking about kidneys, my mother had a gallbladder.
Gallstones?
Gallstones. And the doctor said that they're going to remove the gallbladder from her, and we definitely didn't want to do that. She was over 80 years old. It was too weak. She was too fragile, you know. And I investigated on the internet, and I found Dr. Hulda Clark, H-U-L-D-A, Clark.
Hulda Clark.
Hulda Clark. And she has a protocol there, very easy to follow, that can dissolve the gallbladder stones. And that's what we did. And it's it is the you have a quarter or a half or a cup of apple juice. You mix it with half a cup of grapefruit juice. Put a little bit of olive oil, and put a soup spoon, the big spoon, not a small
tablespoon,
of Epsom salt, and you shake it and you drink it.
Just one dose.
One dose a day.
For how many days?
And after that, you need to drink a quarter of lemon juice. And we did that for 2 weeks. But we couldn't give it to her every day, so we had to do it every other day for her. And in 2 weeks, when she went to the doctor, to the same thing, to the schedule the surgery, she didn't have any. The doctor said she's fine. And Dr. Hulda Clark, thank you. Thank you for your message, because it really helped our family. Now my mom, she's really well.
I can give you another testimony for gallstones. Mm-hmm. I did a protocol myself, and the gallstones really do come out, and they come out without any problem. You release them. You put in the right combination of juices as Hulda Clark prescribes, and yeah, they come out.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never had a problem with gallstones in my whole life. So what I had was removed. And I know that we remake gallstones on a regular basis based on what we take in.
Yeah, according to Hulda Clark, it is a parasite that goes into the body, and the body goes and covers the parasite with the mucus, and the mucus is being covered by a shell like an egg, and squeeze it, and then store it in the gallbladder, and that's how they kill the parasite. So when you drink this, this stone gets dissolved, the parasite comes out, and before it can do anything, if it comes alive, then the lemon juice come in and cook it out.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
That's what you need.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's it pretty much what I wanted to share with you. Thank you very much for inviting me to your show. And hopefully next time I can speak to you about other issues that can help our community.
That would be wonderful, and I totally appreciate you visiting today. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Back from our break, and I'm here with a second guest today. His name is Stephen Paul, and we're going to talk about freedom and how we obtain freedom. Stephen, can you start us off with your story about how you started investigating this area?
Yes, thank you, Lynn. It actually started out as a teenager. When I was a teenager, I remember in my early years of high school, I wrote a term paper on Project Blue Book. I was very interested in what's going on. I knew there was something going on behind the scenes, in the veils of illusion. And I also remember handing my father a book I had read I thought he might be interested in, called The Fourth Reich. So I was really interested in both sides of what's really happening behind the veils, both in things like this metaphysical world, the spiritual world. I studied every philosophy, every religion, metaphysics for many years, all the esoteric knowledge. And I also studied the world systems that are going on here, the banking systems and the monetary systems, and what people tend to call the cabal, or some of the elite that in a way run this world. So I was always interested in both sides of the equation.
So you had a sense that you weren't getting the full story. It wasn't right out front where you could see it.
Oh no, everything seems to be hidden behind some kind of veil. Everything, like there's the esoteric information, which is the hidden information that only those in the know know, and the exoteric information, which is what the public knows. And I just always had the sense that what is being told out in the public isn't really the truth. So I've been looking for the truth. I've been looking for what everyone probably on this listening to this radio show is interested in, which is true freedom. Really true freedom, whether that's spiritual freedom or freedom from the world systems. To me, they're one and the same. You can't have the spiritual freedom without the freedom here in 3D, in this world, from the world systems.
So it sounds like this has been kind of a lifelong search for you.
Yes, it has. It has. And one of the things that I really learned that it shows you how much they mirror each other is the nature of contracts and the energetic ties that come with contracts. So you have a contract with your parents when you come into this world. You have contracts with your siblings. That's why they're your siblings. You make contracts with the people that you're in business relationships with. You make contracts with the people that you have personal and romantic relationships with. You have contracts with the people that you get involved in any kind of endeavor. In a way, there is a contract made, and there's a connection, energetic connection.
We seem to make contracts with the government, too, like with our driver's license and the banks.
Well, that's
where we put our money.
Yes, that's what I learned later, is the nature of all those contracts. You should go back and read the fine print of what you're contracting for and to in a driver's license application, or a voter's registration, or a Social Security application. Each one of these is making a contract with, for lack of a better word, the world systems. The world systems that are set up to feed off of us, to feed off our energy, to feed off our money, to feed off the value that we produce as living beings. They're parasitical by nature. But we've accepted that relationship. We've accepted their contracts. So we have an energetic tie based on those contracts. So to me, I can't get spiritual freedom without also taking care of my freedom from these contracts.
So is there a way that we don't have to agree to these contracts?
Well, that's the other thing that I've come to discover through the work of many researchers, over hundreds of people have been researching this stuff for hundreds of years, thousands of researchers, and I just happened to join up with some of these researchers and join up with the association that I'm a member of now that has really integrated all this disparate pieces of information into a unified whole, a whole picture of seeing exactly the nature of what all these contracts are and the remedy for them. Because all of these contracts, there is a remedy. There are ways to rescind and revoke these contracts. And what these contracts do is basically make us slaves to the world system. They make us surety for the debts of this world system. A lot of people don't realize is there is no value behind the quote money unquote that we carry around in our purse or our wallet, those little green things. They're debt instruments. And the reason why it's so important to have the GDP keep growing is to keep that debt system working. Because when you have a debt system, you always have interest on that. That means you always have to keep producing more and more debt to cover the interest. So these contracts make us sureties for this debt. They make us trustees with the liability for this debt. So what our group has come up with is a way to sever these contracts, a way to take ourselves out of that position as trustees, take us out of that position as sureties for all these debts.
So it sounds like what you're saying is it's a good idea to read the contracts before we sign them.
That's a good, yes, that is.
And once we do sign them, there is a way of rescinding them and doing something different.
There is. And there's a lot of red herrings out there. If you've seen anyone involved in the Patriot movement, there's a lot of red herrings. There's a lot of dead ends. And they've been placed there on purpose. The dead ends have been placed there on purpose. And people, what they'll do is allow someone through a red herring. So he says, I have success, I have success. And then they'll publish this information, and then a bunch of sheep follow that, and then the system will shear those sheep. Mm. So they're red herrings on purpose, so that we, so the people that are awake and aware of what's going on, well, they just follow into a different rabbit hole. So that's the way the system is set up.
Wow. Okay, let's take a little break. So we're speaking with Stephen Paul today, and he's going to give us some solutions as to the situation that we find ourselves in with our everyday contracts. Stephen, how is your group different, and what does it do?
Well, our group is different, and I'll have to preface this by saying I can't really speak about the true solutions, because the true solutions, speaking about it in public, is doing harm to the public. What we've learned is there is difference between operating in the private versus operating in the public, and we can't be seen as doing harm to the public. So we are the group I'm a member of is Pantera de Oro Private Society. We're a private contract association. So we do everything by private contract. So if you become a member and sign our contract and become a member of our private society, then there's things that we can share within private that we cannot share in public. So the actual solutions, I can't really talk about in public. And how we do this is Pantera de Oro is the name of our society. And we also have our own court of ecclesia. And ecclesiastical courts are pretty much the highest court in the land. So we've established our own court of ecclesia, which helps bolster the protections of our private society. And then there's another arm, which is Gemstone University, and that's our educational arm. So when you sign up to Gemstone University, you become a member of the Pantera de Oro Private Society, but all the educational components are done through Gemstone University.
I see. So your website is panterapca.org, PANTERRAPCA.org.
Yes, that's for the private society, and the Pantera comes from Pan meaning across, and Terra is the world, so it's across the world. And that's the basis for that meaning of Pantera. That's why that name was chosen. And Gemstone University is...
Do they also have the same website?
No.
Or do they have a different website?
They're two different websites. The Gemstone University is gems, is just like it sounds, Gemstone University.org.
Okay, very good. So if somebody wanted to do more research into these two websites, which is the first one that they should go to?
Well, they can look at the Pantera PCA just to get an idea of who we are as a private society and a mutual benefit society. That's the other important point. It's a mutual benefit society. We're not a service. We're not a business, we're not in commerce, we're a society that all the members work together and contribute for the benefit of all. We're all working towards what's best for all. That's the main goal, is what can we do that's what's best for all, instead of what we're all taught, trained in a way that we all have to get out of is what's best for me, what's in my best interest. This is about what's best for all. Mm-hmm. And so Pantera, the Pantera site just kind of gives a background about the society. The actual educational component and to become a member is gemstoneuniversity.org. So if you sign up on that, then you become a member, and where there's hours and hours and hours worth of educational content just for the members on that site.
So people can peruse it at their leisure and at their own speed.
Yes. And there's articles and video content, and we're constantly filming more video content. We're adding more educational components to that all the time. And it's not only in the areas of the world systems, how to get out of the world systems, we're also very much behind alternative healing modalities. So that's another area where we can help people with, is how someone involved in alternative health care, for example, or someone who's got their own mission, you know, they have a mission statement, they have an organization that is working for the betterment of their own society in a way, then we can help people do that in private as well, and how to do that and protect yourself against intrusion and against the attacks that a lot of people are facing, especially in the alternative healthcare industry right now. Mm-hmm. If you set yourself up and structure yourself correctly, then depending on what you are doing, then you don't have to worry about being attacked anymore if you're doing things privately.
So you also help people with that?
Yes, that's the two other main areas. Those are what we call our premium courses. So becoming a member gives you access to the general education. And then we have two premium courses, which are separate, which are the status correction that I was talking about, how to sever your relationship, your contracts, and become a real, true, living being and a free man. That's one of the things the world systems does. It actually treats you as you're dead and dying. They treat you as a dead entity. So part of the correction is really becoming a living man. So how much does that mirror everyone's search for true freedom? Mm-hmm. Is being a living person, being a living man or woman versus a dead entity. So that is pretty much a grad level course of study. It's not, we want to make this clear, it's not a silver bullet that someone can just sign up, fill out a few forms, and they're free. That doesn't work that way. What it entails is a lot of education so that you know what the problem is and you understand the real solutions and you can stand for yourself and explain it for yourself. So it's a grad level course of study, but it's quite condensed. It's quite there's a lot to it. Let's put it that way.
Okay, how long has your organization been in existence?
I think Pantera de Oro first. Back in 2002. There's been several attempts previously. The founders have been at this for probably 25 years with this vision of creating this type of society and making this type of change, real change in the world. Mm-hmm. So it's been, the research has been going on for at least 25 years. The most recent incarnation, the Pantera de Oro Society, I believe was in 2002. Mm-hmm. And then Gemstone University has come in the last few years. Has come along, and that's just the culmination of everything else.
So the more we educate ourselves, the stronger we're going to be, and the more able we'll be to take care of ourselves, our families, and our society.
And our society, that's the really important point. We're in this together. And how we look at it is, we're all involved in breaking through not only the layers of our own consciousness, but the mass consciousness, the unified mass consciousness field that is holding everyone and containing everyone in a way in these old dead systems that that enslave us. We just need to break through. So that's what we are involved in.
And the more people we can get involved within these changes, the stronger we're going to be and the sooner we're going to be there, correct?
Correct, correct. We seem to have, we have experts in several different fields that work with us, and we're sure there's a lot more people out there with areas of expertise that would really complement what we do.
Okay, well, we're going to have Stephen Paul back again, and we'll talk further on this area of interest. And thank you, Stephen, for enlightening us today, and we'll look forward to having you back.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us for this hour. Please join us each Sunday night on BBS Radio Station 1 at 9 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Shows can be heard in the Archives section of the Media tab. Please remember that PFC is a volunteer group and we survive by donations only. So look deep within, and if you feel so guided, we encourage you to go to prepareforchange.net website and donate an amount you can afford. That way you can assist us to continue the work at prepareforchange.net global movement. We thank you for your generosity and your much-needed show of love and kindness. Remember, we are all voices of the world.